SBS Radio.
Tens of thousands gathered yesterday across the country to protest on Invasion Day rallies. Ashley Bate becomes Young Australian of the Year. And today is the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. This is NITV Radio News and my name is Šárka Pechová. Tens of thousands marched at Invasion Day rallies across Australia yesterday. Across Australia's major cities, people were marching and chanting "Always was, always will be Aboriginal land," demanding justice for Indigenous Australians, reminding that there is nothing to celebrate. Many also called for the date to be changed. In Melbourne, organisers of a rally have marked what they describe as a day of mourning for the Indigenous community on Australia Day. Some protesters want Australia Day to be abolished, along with increased greater recognition of issues such as dispossession and land ownership for Indigenous people. Auntie Diana Travis is an Aboriginal elder and says Australia needs to unite to deal with its past.
Yes, it is an emotional day because it is now time for action. No more talking, no more of the government avoiding us or dismissing us anymore. It is time for action. And if we want to go on a journey together, people should not be feeling uncomfortable now about the history of Australia. We need to come together and deal with it.
NITV reporters covered protests in Australia's major cities. In Sydney, thousands have gathered to march from Hyde Park to the Yabun Festival. In Canberra, the march was joined by an Olympian and former senator, Nova Paris. She told NITV reporters she was overwhelmed by the turnout. Protests were also held in Brisbane, where the day ended with a corroboree, speeches and a large gathering of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. In Alice Springs, people were demanding more action around policymaking to be more inclusive of Indigenous people. Former Greens MP Lydia Thorpe led the second Invasion Day Dawn service in Melbourne. The Anzac Day-style event paid tribute to Aboriginal men and women who died during the frontier wars and the colonial massacres. The former Greens MP believes January 26 is not a time to celebrate. Lydia Thorpe explained that for Aboriginal people, January 26 is a day of mourning, a day to reflect on the plight of her people who are still suffering from the consequences of colonisation and dispossession 250 years after it began.
250 years ago, the first war declared in this country was against the first people. And I'm sorry, but that war hasn't ended on our people. As Auntie Di said, our people are being locked up, killed in prison, children taken away, our land and water completely destroyed. So it's not just genocide, it's ecocide of our environment, of our totems, of our song lines. It's almost a complete annihilation.
Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt says the natural time to change the date of Australia Day will be when the country becomes a republic. He made the remarks on Australia Day as different people marked the divisive date in different ways. Mr. Wyatt told NITV, public sentiment is changing in some quarters, but changing the date remains a complex assignment.
It depends on how we seize the opportunity, but I think, honestly, that when we become a republic, the date will change automatically. It's when Australia moves to that position, as I've said before, that gives us the best option. But at the moment, from surveys, I'm seeing large numbers still supporting today is the day to celebrate Australia Day.
Ashleigh Batty was named 2020 Young Australian of the Year. The tennis world number one has received the national prize as she battles at Australia Open. She wasn't able to receive the award in Canberra on the day, but instead 2002 Australian of the Year Pat Rafter presented it to her in an interview room at the Open, reported on ABC.
Thank you. This is bizarre. It really is, I think. You know, for me, my family, my team, we're just trying to do the best that we can every single day. And to be Young Australian of the Year is unbelievable. Very, very humbling. I don't think I'm deserving of it, but yeah, I'm just trying to be me.
The 23-year-old Gadigal woman, Ashleigh Batty, has been inspirational as she climbed the ranks to become the world's number one women's singles player, as well as serving as the National Indigenous Tennis Ambassador for Tennis Australia. Young Australian of the Year finalist Madeleine Diamond used the awards ceremony in Canberra to make a political statement, painting climate justice on her body. The words were clearly visible as Ms. Diamond stood on stage alongside other finalists. Ms. Diamond told SBS News after the ceremony that it was important that our leaders needed to step up and that Australia as a country needed to step up because this was really urgent. Australia's political leaders are to honour the victims of the summer's deadly bushfires when the federal parliament resumes next month. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the first sitting day on the 4th of February will be dedicated to those who lost their lives in the fires, as well as thanking firefighters and other volunteers who've served their communities. New South Wales health authorities are expected to confirm Australia's fifth case of China's deadly coronavirus today. Three patients in New South Wales and one in Victoria have already been diagnosed. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the three people in the states confirmed to be infected have been placed in hospital quarantine and are in stable conditions. He says it is important Chinese travellers to Australia are aware of the virus flu-like symptoms.
I am concerned that there has been some information that is circulating, particularly through WeChat and other social media platforms that aren't entirely accurate. And I would stress that there are no centres here in Sydney or no centres across New South Wales where this particular virus has been located. The critical issue is where you have come from. If you've come from Wuhan or Hebei, then you should be alert.
Today is the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The day commemorates the tragedy of the Holocaust during the World War II, which has resulted in death of 6 million Jews and 11 million others by the Nazis and the collaborants. Holocaust survivors have gathered for a remembrance event in the Polish city of Oświęcim, ahead of the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. At least 1.1 million people were murdered at the largest of the Nazi concentration camps between 1940 and 45. 92-year-old Yvonne Engelmann, who was born in Czechoslovakia and is now living in Australia, travelled to Poland from Sydney.
It's very painful, but I have survived. I was able to make the journey. I'm surrounded by my children and grandchildren and the spouses of my children, so I am the victor.
95-year-old David Lewin says talking about his experience in Auschwitz remains painful.
The pain inflicted on me back then still hurts today when I'm talking about it. I also had a brother with me in Auschwitz. He was shot. Nobody told me why.
To sports now, and in tennis, Ashleigh Batty has set up an Australian Open quarterfinal rematch with Petra Kvitová. The world number one became the first local back-to-back Australian Open women's quarterfinalist since Wendy Turnbull in 1984 with a spirited 6-3, 1-6, 6-4 win over Alison Risk on Sunday night. The victory set up a tantalising clash with Kvitová, who made quick work of the Queenslander at the same stage last year. Batty says she is maintaining a positive outlook.
Yeah, I love Petra, but let's hope she doesn't break my heart on Tuesday night, I think, all Tuesday. But yeah, it's been an incredible year for me the last 12 months. It's been amazing. I'm just excited that I get another opportunity in a quarterfinal of Grand Slam. You don't get those every week, so I'm really excited.
In cycling, Richie Porte has won the Tour Down Under cycling title in South Australia. Porte overcame defending champion Daryl Impey, but says it was a tough day for the team. He says it would have been nice to win the stage, but he's pleased to have won the race and paid tribute to the team.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's been an incredible week. You know, people are quick to single out Mads Pedersen because I guess he's the world champ and he's here helping me, but everyone's been incredible. You know, they all played their part and today everybody's fantastic.
Let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, partly cloudy with the tops of 34. Perth, very hot and sunny with the tops of 39. Adelaide, sunny and 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy with the tops of 23. Hobart, cloudy with the tops of 22. Albury-Wodonga, mostly sunny with the tops of 35. Canberra, possible smoke and partly cloudy with the tops of 36. Sydney, shower or two with the possibility of smoke haze, tops of 28. Newcastle, shower or two, possible storm, tops of 30. Brisbane, partly cloudy, tops of 31. Townsville, showers and a possibility of a storm, possible heavy falls, tops of 31. Cairns, showers, tops of 31 as well. Darwin, showers and there is a possibility of a storm as well, tops of 33. Alice Springs, sunny, tops of 39. And Torres Strait Islands are partly cloudy, there is a slight chance of a light shower, tops of 30 degrees.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.